Hello, this is Robert Hertzberg for Network Computing Magazine. We have as our guest today Mark Templeton, the Chief Executive of Citrix Systems. Mark, thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure, Robert.
The move toward consumer-driven IT, as Google has called it, is an attempt to make software applications more intuitive on the front end and less complicated on the back end. As that vision becomes a reality, Mark, what will be left for a company like Citrix that thrives on reducing the complexity others have created?
Well, I think the pattern that Google is setting and is actually a tremendous role model for enterprise IT organizations, and therefore probably a huge opportunity for most of the enterprise software industry to bring products, infrastructure products, to enterprise customers to allow them to hide all the complexity that, frankly, is the reality of enterprise computing, so that the end user experience can be that simple and easy. Of course, that's the focus that we have at Citrix, really providing the infrastructure that IT organizations need to deliver any kind of application they need over the network, just like Google delivers applications over the network, and make it very, very simple for users at the other end to get their work done without having to deal with the complexities of the computing environment at the back end.
But if all of these enterprise software vendors do it themselves and do it well, will that obviate the need for a Citrix?
Definitely not. As a matter of fact, you may be aware that many of the world's largest websites, in fact, the internet-centric world already runs on Citrix through our NetScaler infrastructure. So when you go to Google, when you go to Yahoo, MSN, eBay, Amazon, Apple, IBM, and many, many, many others, including MySpace and Facebook and so forth, you're actually interfacing with those websites through our NetScaler infrastructure, which delivers those applications at very high performance, manages the security of the site and of the data as it travels the network, and then gives the IT organizations in those companies tight control over their costs. So we're already doing a huge business delivering web applications to users in more of a consumer world, and as enterprise organizations move to more web-based infrastructure via SOA architectures or the web services architectures, you know, we already have the technologies they need to deliver those applications in high performance, highly secure, with a very good cost and operational model.
You grew more than 20% in 2006 and passed the $1 billion sales mark for the first time ever. What has to happen in the market for you to continue that sort of growth?
Well, you know, we've looked a lot at the requirements to grow through a billion and how unusual it is for software companies in all of history to do that. And when you look at it, there are a few things that are required. You know, the first one is sustainability, and typically has a tremendous number of internal requirements around organization structure, people development, systems, and being much more customer and market centric in how you build product. The second key factor is business relevance, relevance to the marketplace. And the third element is innovation. So we feel really good about where we are on sustainability dimensions, although there's plenty of work to do as we continue to get more efficient and effective on an internal basis. But the big factor here going forward is about relevance. And I've been with Citrix almost 12 years, and I've never seen Citrix and our application delivery infrastructure, our vision, at a more relevant sort of time, especially looking forward over the next 5 years, where we see a world that is very dynamic, that's very liable to disruptions from all types of weather, political, geopolitical events, a world where outsourcing, globalization will have a larger impact going forward than it has looking backward, and a world where workforce coming on in the form of echo generation kinds of users will really change the fabric of computing in a permanent kind of way, all of which will require IT organizations to have a better means for delivering applications to users, no matter what generation they're from, no matter where they work, in an offshore location, an outsourcing location, when they work from home, let's say, in a continuity event or from a branch office as workers get further and further away from where applications are hosted. So we think those trends, which are profound and very large in scale, will make Citrix the world's number one brand for application delivery infrastructure even more relevant 5 years from now than we are today. And then, of course, we've got a very long tradition of innovation, and that will continue to be a focal point, not only in delivering client-server type applications, but in delivering web-type applications, and some new things we're doing to deliver desktops as a service as well. So we have tremendous number of opportunities going forward to help customers in their quest for a better IT.
You've bought 5 companies in the last 3 years, most recently the wide area network optimization company, Orbital Data. Is it time for you to take a break and consolidate what you've acquired, or do you expect to continue to remain active in M&A?
Well, it's a really great question. I think the practical issue is, yes, we're doing a lot to digest the acquisitions that we've made over the last couple of years. That digestion process is going extremely well, and so you're always careful about trying to go too fast, faster than your ability to absorb. I think our track record is pretty good there, and we do have capacity to do more. And I would, remind you that our growth is, and our growth strategy is completely about being an end-to-end application delivery company, offering all the pieces of the stack needed to deliver applications to sort of anyone, anywhere, any device with the kind of performance and security and cost that IT needs. So when we look to acquisitions, we're really looking to component parts that we don't have or domain expertise that we don't have, and perhaps time to market that we don't have, and we look at these as a means to an end, not an end in and of itself for growth. And I think if you look at all the acquisitions we've made, they all can be characterized that way, and none that are really that large. I think the largest acquisition we've made is of NetScaler, which was about 225 people on the team and about $330 million. A tremendous business that's growing over 100% a year.
Now, some of your acquisitions have resulted in layoffs, which is not uncommon. What's the plan for continuing to improve the products you acquire, given some of that talent loss?
Well, actually, what we do there, Robert, is when we acquire a business, the quote layoffs are actually either zero or absolutely minimal, and only where there may be a little bit of overlap. But I think the record would show we pretty much don't lay off anyone when we acquire a business. When we're doing a technology acquisition, like Orbital Data was definitely a technology acquisition, then we'll tend to scale back some of the administrative team. We'll scale back on some of the sales team, depending upon where they are in their function. And so it really does depend. But generally speaking, if it's a technology acquisition, we'll have some layoffs to minimize redundancy. And then, when we look at the 6 acquisitions that we've done and we look at the retention rates kind of across the whole organization, including leadership, I think the record is quite solid and has allowed every one of those businesses to continue to grow at a rate equal to or greater than the growth rates they were experiencing as private companies. So we're pretty proud of the record that we've established in integration and post-acquisition sort of business velocity, as well as proud that we're bringing on tremendous talent and having them, I think, enjoy the Citrix culture, which we think is quite unique and values the individual in a very unique way, and it's a fun place to work.
Yeah, you've mentioned the NetScaler acquisition a couple of times now. What capabilities does Orbital bring to Citrix that the NetScaler acquisition did not, or how are they connected?
Okay. The simple answer is that NetScaler brought us the products to deliver web applications. The Orbital Data acquisition gives us the ability to deliver any kind of application to branch office environments. And technologically, they're also different in that NetScaler requires an appliance at the front end of a web application, but it works with any browser at the other end without any local software or anything on the other end other than the browser to accelerate the application's performance and improve its security. In the case of delivering applications to branches, the challenge is a little different and the applications are a little bit different. And so what we do there is we have a symmetrical kind of technology where there's an appliance that sits in the data center and an appliance that sits in the branch office that accelerates all the traffic, whether it's a web application or a client-server application or access to file servers or print servers. It accelerates all that type of traffic and makes the experience in the branch office high performance, highly secure, and well managed by IT.
You've painted Citrix as a leader in software as a service, yet Citrix is really primarily known, for providing remote access to legacy applications. Isn't that sort of the opposite of the whole software as a service thing?
Well, not really. A couple of key points here. So first of all, our online services, I think in terms of publicly traded firms, we're probably number three in the world today. So Citrix Online, the division that offers GoToMyPC, GoToMeeting, GoToWebinar, and GoToAssist is the number three software as a service vendor on the market today. So we're getting lots and lots of experience understanding what that means in terms of costs, in terms of high performance, in terms of the operational model that's needed to deliver software as a service.
Who, by the way, would be numbers one and two?
Number one would be Salesforce.com, and number two would be WebEx. We believe that is actually the model for delivering applications and software in the future. And a tremendous number of infrastructure is required to do that. So if you look at the infrastructure we run our Citrix Online division on, or you look at the WebEx infrastructure or Salesforce, by the way, both of them are customers of ours using our NetScaler products to deliver those web applications. But if you look at that infrastructure, there's lots of complexity in terms of provisioning users, managing their user experience through the life cycle, operations kinds of tools to measure and monitor performance and the quantity and quality of usage, and many, many, many tools there that are required to run those businesses over the net. So what we're building here at Citrix is a full set of end-to-end application delivery infrastructure that allows IT organizations to be software as service providers themselves. To do that over the next 5 years as they migrate to applications that are delivered as a service, as well as the applications that they have, whether they're client server or a very legacy or their own internally built web apps, really delivering those as a service to their internal users, to offshoring kinds of users that work in various locations around the world, and delivering to business partners. So very similar infrastructure, just implemented by IT organizations.
you said that your goal is to be number one or number two in every product segment in which you operate, which sounds a lot like what Jack Welch used to say about General Electric. Are there any companies either within or outside of high tech that you're patterning Citrix after?
Well, we admire quite a few companies for, you know, various and sundry reasons. You know, having been a partner of Microsoft for so long, we are a great admirer of Microsoft and their tradition of innovation, especially when it comes to the user tier of computing, whether it's Windows on the desktop and, you know, user productivity types of applications, and how they actually have run that business in a really super professional way over many, many years. We're also great admirers of Adobe Systems. Adobe has a tremendous brand, number one, certainly, with the creative professional, and becoming more and more of a brand in the enterprise with their Acrobat document imaging products. So we are a great admirer of Adobe, and including the Adobe culture. I'm a former and a very, very early part of my career Apple dealer, and have admired Apple for many, many, many years in as much as they really approach markets in very creative ways, use creativity to their advantage, and try to drive simplicity for users. Certainly a key role model for us as we think about the future and making sure that applications are really easy to access in very simple and hopefully more and more interesting ways for users based upon Citrix products. So those would be the few. There are so many great tech companies that have done such a great job, but anyone who's creative, who has a tremendous culture that's built to make a difference in the world, and anyone who's operating a really tremendous technology business are companies that we admire and use as role models for Citrix as we look to continue to grow.
You mentioned Microsoft. Very few people probably know that Citrix wouldn't be in business today were it not for a $1 million investment by Microsoft that really saved the company at the 11th hour like a decade ago. If Microsoft were to offer you, say, 7,000 times that amount tomorrow, would you say, I'm yours?
Oh, goodness, that's a tough question, Robert. I would say this, that as a member of the board of directors and CEO of a public company, of course, you know, I'd always do what was right for our shareholders. I think that outside of the fiduciary responsibility, obligation is to our stakeholders and our employees and mostly our customers. And we think that an independent Citrix that can really drive innovation in app delivery, regardless of the type of application that it is, whether it's web or client server, regardless of the end device that it's reaching, whether it's Windows-based or not, is a great value that we bring to the marketplace, and it serves the interests of many, many customers, of course, but also of industry partners, including Microsoft, and that the strategy of the company is very much to be independent, innovative, and continue to grow and make a difference in the industry. So I think that's how I'd answer your question, because that's how we think about it.
Mark, thank you very much for being with us today.
It's certainly been my pleasure, Robert.
This has been Robert Hertzberg for Network Computing Magazine.